Okay.
Is Sunshine on?
She's traveling. I don't know if she can get back yet.
Yeah, somebody started the recording. It wasn't me.
Okay, well, maybe she... Yeah.
That was me, Deacon Connor.
Oh, okay. How you doing? How you doing, Pastor Kai?
I'm blessed and highly favored.
All right.
Triumphing in the Lord.
All right.
Amen.
Doing double duty.
So, I see.
Amen.
Good. I heard someone ring in. Good evening. Welcome to the call.
All right.
Yeah, sometimes that's what we end up with, Pastor Kuiper.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
But it's good to be able to step in, you know what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
It's about 7:04 p.m. Today is November the 18th.
17th.
2024. 17th?
Yes,
yes, because my appointment is tomorrow. I don't know what I'm thinking.
Well, you gotta hang out and go to your
appointment. It's tomorrow. So we want to welcome everybody this evening to the 3 P's in the E, preaching, prayer, praise, and equipping by teaching in the course of Matthew 28:19-24. So on the behalf of Gates of Prayer, Tabernacle, Gathering Place, Beyond the Wall, out of the Box Ministries, Enlightenment Ministries, and Thursday in the Scriptures by Minister Mayor Woodley, we welcome you to our walk in the Word this evening. We're going to begin this evening with prayer. Is Deacon Henderson online? And Sunshine is traveling. So we're going to begin with prayer, followed by a song. Did I hear Sister Susie?
Yes, sir.
A lot of us. Okay. We're going to have, after the prayer, we're going to have a song by Sister Susie, and then we will begin our walk in the Word. So, we begin with prayer. Lord, thou hast been thy dwelling place in all generations. Before the mountains were brought forth, and ever thou hast formed the earth and the world, from everlasting to everlasting, Lord, thou art God. Our Heavenly Father, our strong God, we come to thee with bowed heads and humble hearts, thanking you for all that you have done for us. We thank you for life, health, strength, and having the active use of our limbs. We thank you for last night's lying down and our early rising this morning.
Thank you,
dear Master, that while we slumbered and slept, when old death tried to take our sinful souls away, you gave us your mercy and your grace. And we'll put time. And for that, we thank you. We thank you because
thank you,
we made our way to the breakfast table. And you provided food for us. We thank you, oh God, that we are able to gather virtually to hear each other's voice.
Thank you, Lord.
Grateful. And now, as we gather, oh God, we gather in this line. Let your light shine upon us. Got your healing powers. And we ask your blessing upon Gathering Place Beyond the Wall, Gates of Prayer, Tabernacle, Out of the Box Ministries, Thursday Night in the Scriptures, and Enlightenment Ministries. We ask that you continue.
Yes, do it, Lord. Do, Lord.
And keep us, we pray. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen.
Good evening, everyone.
Good evening. Good evening.
That's a blessing to come together one more time. Although I know it's the internet and phone and all that, but we still have it.
Yes.
It's still for not a burden who can stand.
Yes.
Feel your heart beating.
Someone on mute? Are we walking to this TV?
Amen. My understanding is Minister Mary Whitfield was our guest for tonight. It was announced earlier today.
Minister Whitfield, are you on the line? Are you on the line and on mute? Someone, give her a call.
Amen. Let me do some checking. Yeah. If we could have Sister Susan to come back and sing, and if not, I believe we will move forward. Amen. Let
Amen.
Me do that, and Sister Susan can sing for us again.
Amen.
Walk with me, Lord. Walk with me. Walk with me, Lord.
Yes, do Lord.
Walk with me. While I live.
Oh, yes.
I want thee, Lord.
Yes, yes.
Walk with me, Lord. Walk with me, Lord. Walk with me.
Oh, do Lord, do Lord. Hallelujah, Jesus. Yes.
Be my friend. Be my friend.
Yes.
Be my friend, Lord. Be my friend. I love you. Be your daddy.
Yeah. Hallelujah. Yes, yes. Yes, do Lord, do Lord.
Nobody but you, Lord. Nobody but you.
Yeah,
oh,
yeah.
Do Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Oh, when I'm sick and can't get well,
sing the song.
Lord, remember me.
Yeah.
When I'm sick and can't get well, Lord, remember me.
Yeah.
When I'm sick and can't get well, Lord, remember me.
Oh, do Lord, do Lord.
Do Lord, remember me.
Yeah.
Oh, when I am so thank you, down Jesus. And out, oh, Lord, remember me.
Yeah.
When I'm so down and out, Lord, remember
yes,
me.
Do it, Lord.
Oh, when I'm sick, down and out, oh, Lord, remember me.
Hallelujah.
Oh, do, Lord, remember
me. Yes, remember
oh,
me.
Do, Lord, oh, do, Lord, oh, Lord, remember me.
All right, all right.
Do, Lord, oh, do, Lord, Lord, remember me.
Yeah.
Do, Lord, oh, do, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
Lord, remember me. Oh, do, Lord, remember me.
Yes, yes.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Do Lord remember
thank you,
me.
Thank you, Apostle.
Thank you. Thank you, deep. Thank you, deep. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Lord, I thank you. Lord, I thank you for my journey. Lord, you brought me from a long, long way. Lord, I thank you. Lord, I thank you for my journey. Lord, you brought me from a long, long way. Lord, I thank you. Lord, I thank you for my journey. Lord, you brought me from a long, long way. Lord, I thank you. Lord, I thank you for my journey. Lord, you brought me from a long, long way. Amen.
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 Thank you.
Lord, you brought me through hills and mountains.
Yes.
Lord, you brought me from a long, long way.
Oh, nobody but
Lord,
the Lord.
You brought me through hills and mountains. Lord, you brought me from a long way.
Yeah.
Lord, I thank you. Lord,
Yes.
Amen. Glory, glory. Hallelujah. Since I lay my burden down. Glory, glory. Hallelujah. Since I lay my burden down, I feel better. So much better. Since I lay my burden down, I feel better, so much better. Since I lay my burden down, I'm going home to live with Jesus. Since I laid my burden down, I'm going home to live with Jesus. Since I laid my burden down, friends don't treat me they used to. Since I laid my burden down, friends don't treat me like they used to. Since I laid my burden down, burden down, Lord, burden down, Lord. Since I laid my burden down, burden down, Lord, burden down. Since I laid my burden down, amen.
Amen.
We want to say good evening to each of you that are joining us on the line tonight. We pray that you certainly have been encouraged through our song service tonight. If you would, just for a few minutes tonight, we're going to go over to 1 Peter. 1 Peter chapter 1. Did Minister Whitfield make it to the line? Minister Mary, did she make it to the line tonight? Amen. Amen. We're going to go over to 1 Peter chapter 1 tonight. If you don't mind, we certainly need you to be praying with us this evening. 1 Peter chapter 1, and if you don't mind, I'm going to start with verse number 13. 1 Peter chapter number 1. Starting with verse number 13, and I'm going to read these verses from the Amplified on tonight. 1 Peter chapter 1, beginning with verse number 13, and it reads, "So brace up your minds, be sober, circumspect, morally alert. Set your hope wholly and unchangeably on the grace, the divine favor that is coming to you when Jesus Christ, the Messiah, is revealed." Notice the direction that is given. Live as children of obedience to God. Do not conform yourselves to the evil desires that governed you in your former ignorance, when you did not know the requirements of the gospel. But as the one who called you is holy, you yourselves also be holy in all your conduct and manner of living. For it is written, "You shall be holy, for I am holy." Right, and there, if you call upon him as your father, who judges each one impartially according to what he does, then you should conduct yourselves with true reverence throughout the time of your temporary residence on the earth, whether long or short. I'm going to keep on reading. You must know, meaning you must recognize, that you were redeemed, ransomed from the useless, fruitless way of living inherited by tradition from your forefathers, not with corruptible things such as silver and gold, but you were purchased with the precious blood of Christ, the Messiah, like that of a sacrificial lamb without blemish or spot. It is true that he was chosen and foreordained, destined and foreknown for it before the foundation of the world.
Yes.
But he is brought out to public view, made manifest in these last days at the end of the time for the sake of you. Through him you believe in, you adhere to, you rely on God, who raised him up from the dead and gave him honor and glory, so that your faith and hope are centered and rest in God. Since by your obedience to the truth through the Holy Spirit, you have purified your heart for the sincere affection of the brethren, see that you love one another thoroughly from a pure heart. You have been regenerated, meaning you've been born again, not from a mortal origin, a seed spurned, but from one that is immortal by the ever-living and lasting word of God.
Yes.
For all flesh, mankind, is like grass, and all is glory, honor, like the flower of grass. The grass withers, and the flower drops off. But the word of the Lord, divine instruction, the gospel, endures forever. And this word is the good news which was preached to you. I read in our hearing tonight, 1 Peter chapter 1, verses 13 through 25. I want to just kind of tag this word of encouragement tonight, how to live and conduct yourself God's way, how to live and conduct ourselves God's way. Living the way God wants us to mean that we must follow his directions. We must follow his exhortations. The first exhortation, when we look into this particular scripture, concerns hope. Yes, hope. The biblical definition of hope is the sure and confident expectation of receiving what God has promised us in the future. The believer's hope is not a faint or obscure wish, but an anchor for the soul, firm and secure. In scripture, Apostle, hope is a virtuous quality because it contains no doubt, always trusting in God's faithfulness and presence no matter the circumstances, whether good or not so good. Psalm 71 and 5. The biblical definition of hope includes not only the act of confident expectation, but also the object of it, and that is Christ Jesus, our hope. 1 Timothy 1 and 1. The psalmist writes, "For you have been my hope, sovereign Lord, my confidence since my youth." Jesus Christ is the hope of Israel and of all nations and people. When I look at the word hope, Deacon Connor, hope comes to mind as holding on to promises that are eternal. Let me say that again. Hope is holding on to promises that are eternal. Hope is the certainty of what God says is what God means. What God means is what God will do. So when I look at this particular passage of scripture from 1 Peter chapter 1, verses 13 through 25, here is the first thing that I observe, the first direction that we are given. We must cultivate our hope. We must fortify the focus of our hope. Peter is exhorting us to make our hope one that is complete, one that is strong, and one that is not wavering. It means to set our hope perfectly, unchangeably, without doubt and despondency. We must develop and fortify our hope, just as we need to cultivate patience, self-control, so we need to cultivate our hope. For without a strong hope, our faith may waver. We are subject to fear, we're subject to doubt, and certainly subject to depression. Yes, the cultivation or fortification of our hope is essential to living joyful and victorious lives as Christians. So tonight, someone is asking me, Minister Deborah, how do I cultivate my hope? How do I hold on to promises that are eternal? How do I hold on to the certainty of what God says he would do and see that he will carry it out? Tonight, as I speak to you and speak to others that are on the line that will hear this recording, we as a people and a nation right now in 2024, we need to hold on to God's unchanging hand. I know that times we are looking at CBS and ABC and all of these other news outlets, but let me tell you, what we need to do is we need to look into the Word of God. What does the Word of God promises us? David says, I once was young, but now I am old. But I've never seen God forsake his very own. So Minister Deborah, tell me tonight, what do I need to do? How do I cultivate my hope? How do I fortify the focus on my hope? What must I do to develop my hope? What is it that I must do so that I can live a joyful and a victorious life as a citizen of the kingdom of God, as an ambassador, as a child of God? I'm so glad you asked me this evening. Mm-hmm. The first thing we must do, Pastor Reggie, is to cultivate our hope. We must fill our mind with the Word of God. We got to fill our mind with scripture. Let me give you some scriptures to write down tonight. Romans 12, 1 and 2. That speaks to us about the transformation and the renewing of our mind. If we are going to cultivate our hope, if we are going to fortify the focus of our hope, and for us to be laser focused on what God has called us to do, we have to fill our mind with the Word of God. We got to fill our mind with scripture. Let me give you another reference, 2 Timothy 3, 16 through 17. Look for what the Word says about the circumstance you find yourself in. Make these scriptures personal and intimate as God intended them by adding your name and applying it to your life. Write down the living Word and put it on your mirror, put it on your car dashboard or any place you will see it often. As we saturate our minds with the Word, hope will increase in our soul. Yes, yes, Apostle, we got to fill our mind with the Word of God. Not only do we have to fill our mind with the Word of God, but we have to be doers of the Word of God. It's a wonderful thing to get knowledge. It's a wonderful thing to get understanding. But the greatest thing for us as disciples of Christ is to get wisdom. Wisdom is when you take what you hear, when you understand what you hear, and then you apply to your walk, your daily walk with the Lord. And I'm going to say this again. I say it all the time. This is a daily walk, you all. This is not a walk, a stroll that you take on Sunday, a stroll that you take on Wednesday, but this is a daily walk. And every day we need to be in the Word of God, applying the Word to our lives, applying the principles to our lives, the biblical principles and the truth. Here's the second thing you need to do if you're going to cultivate your hope. The second thing is that we must ask for empowerment from the Holy Spirit so that we can walk in hope. What that means, being doers and not just hearers. We must ask for empowerment from the Holy Ghost, from the Holy Spirit that dwells on the inside of the believer. Yes, the Holy Spirit lives on the inside of us. But we must activate the Holy Spirit. How do I activate it, Minister Deborah? I activate the Holy Spirit by being submitted and being surrendered and by walking in obedience. Isn't that the way you activate that card that comes through the mail from the credit union or from Truett? When you get a new card, you can get it in the mail, but it ain't no good until you activate it. It don't do you a bit of good. You can go to Macy's and you try to run the card and they say, I'm sorry, your card has not been activated. I'm sorry, your card has declined. Why? Because we haven't activated it. We as disciples of Christ must activate the Holy Spirit, the Holy Ghost in our lives. And again, how do I activate it? By walking in submission, by walking being surrendered, by walking in obedience. Pray, we have to pray as Paul did for the God of hope to fill us with all joy and peace as we trust in him so that we may overflow with hope by the power of the Holy Ghost. Romans chapter 15, verse 13. Let me give you another scripture. Deacon Connor, it's James chapter 1, verse 22, that we must be doers of the word and not hearers. So the first thing is for us to cultivate our hope, to fortify the focus of our hope is, first, we have to fill our mind with the Word of God. Fill our mind with the Scripture. Allow the Word to wash us. Allow the Word to cleanse us. To allow the Word to be our mirror. And secondly, we must ask for the empowerment from the Holy Spirit to walk in hope. What did Jesus say to the Father? He said, Father, you know I'm coming home, but Father, I want you to send them one that is just like me. And what did God do? God sent us the Holy Spirit, who had to act as our counselor, act as our advocate, act as our comforter, and even more. Sometimes all we can do is to cry out for help and trust that God will breathe on our emotions and bring hope. By his grace, he gives us hope. Here's the other thing, and I'm getting ready to close tonight. The third thing is that we have to speak hope-filled words. If you're taking notes tonight, we have to speak hope-filled words. Proverbs 16 and 24. Just as what we hear from others impact us, what we speak to ourselves also influences the course of our souls. Just because you speak something doesn't mean it automatically comes to pass, but bringing our words, notice this, bringing our words into alignment with heaven does steer the course of our souls. The words that we speak is so important. The words that come out of our mouths about our situation, our circumstances, our trials, and our tribulations. Sometimes we just speak words that says we speak words that are negative. We speak words that are not encouraging. And what Peter's telling us in the Word of God is speaking to us tonight. The proverbial writer says you got to watch what you say. You got to watch what comes out of your mouth about the situation. Let me tell you something. We got to start speaking life and not death. We got to start seeing people walking, seeing people living, seeing people flourishing, seeing people in an abundant life. We got to watch what come out of our mouth. Let me not say we. I got to watch what I allow come out of my mouth about a situation, about a person. I got to watch it. I'm not going to talk how bad it looks. So yes, I know they're in the hospital. Yes, I know they hooked up to this thing and that thing. But let me tell you something. I've seen God work miracles. We have to watch her, and we're going to cultivate our hope. We got to watch what comes out of our mouth and how we speak about the situation. We got to speak hope-filled words. Here's the other thing. If we're going to cultivate our hope, Deacon Connor, we got to keep our heart free from offense and bitterness. If I'm going to cultivate hope, if I'm going to fortify hope, holding on to God's promises that are eternal, then here's the other thing. I got to keep my heart from offense and bitterness. What are you saying to me, Minister? We are commanded to guard our heart, which is the wellspring, Sister Susie, of life. Keeping it free of bitterness, anger, and offense plays a key role in this. Offense, you all, chokes out hope, and it chokes out our faith. Yes, bitterness and envy and jealousy. Notice it does not do anything for a believer. It does nothing in your life. It's not productive in your life. As a matter of fact, let me tell you what it does. Offense, again, chokes out hope and it chokes out faith. Jesus said, blessed is the one who is not offended because of me. Matthew 11:6. The same applies in our relationship with others. Somebody sing the song, We talk about getting right with the Lord, but we have to also get right with people. We also have to maintain a vertical as well as a horizontal relationship. If I'm going to cultivate hope in my life, there are some things I got to do, some practical things that I have to do. Sister Jan, I got to speak hope-filled words. I got to keep my heart free from offense. I got to guard my heart. I got to guard the wellspring of my. I got to watch who I allow speak in my life. I got to watch what I allow to somebody call me on the phone. I got to watch. I got to keep guard. I got to remain free of bitterness. I got to remain free of anger. I got to remain free of offense, because if I don't, it's going to choke out hope in my life, and it's going to choke out faith. Mm-hmm. The last one tonight, the last one.
All right.
Then the other thing I got to do is, if I'm going to cultivate hope in my life, I'm going to fortify hope. I got to surround myself with people who speak hope and who speak life. I have to surround myself with people who speak hope and speak life. Let me give you a scripture for it. Psalm 107:20. As you likely experience, people often cast doubt. They speak negative words and discourage hope, often without even realizing it. That's why we have to be so careful about what we say about a situation, what we say about children, what we say about this thing or that thing. So we have to surround ourselves with people who speak hope and those that speak life. Many people have surrendered to negative mindsets and speak fear and worry into the circumstances they see in their own lives and the lives of those that are around them. Yes, by no means do I suggest that we cut those people off. After all, many of them may be loved family members or long-standing friends, but here's what we got to do. But simply be mindful of your dialogue with them and be sure to also seek out those who will bring words of hope and truth into your situation. Yes, yes, let me tell you something. We as disciples of Christ, we as citizens of the kingdom, we have to begin to stand up and begin to speak life into situations. We said to these children, wait a minute here. Can we speak life into them? Can we do something about the situation? Or will we let them continue to do what they are doing? We got to be careful as to even what we allow our own minds to conjure up. Fear and doubt comes in to choke out our faith in God. Fear comes in, doubt comes in, and saying, I wonder whether or not God's going to do it. If God says he's going to do it, let me tell you something, you can count on God. As I close tonight, I just want to remind us that we must gird up the lines of our minds. We must prepare for action, Sister Susie. We must roll up our sleeves and we must get to work. We must gird up the lines of our mind. And that means that we have to get rid of loose thinking. We got to bring the rational and reflective power of our mind under control. It means to control what we think about, those things we decide to set our mind upon. We must also be sober, which means the ability to take a serious look at life. We must rest our hope fully upon the grace that is to be brought to us at the revelation of Jesus Christ. Peter has told us a lot about God's grace. He greeted us with grace there in chapter 1, verse number 2. So how do I apply this word to my life tonight? Well, I got to walk in my new identity. I got to know that I am redeemed. I got to know that I am forgiven. I got to know that I'm bought with a price. Yes, the second application in my life tonight is I got to take action on my part. I got to do my part. I got to know that the word empowers me. I got to know that the Holy Spirit lives in me. I got to know that my mind has been transformed and renewed by the word of God. How am I going to apply this to my life? I apply by knowing that I must align to the word of God. I must align my thoughts to the word of God. I must align my speech to the word of God. I must align my conduct to the word of God. I got to be God-centered. I got to be holy in my conduct because it said in his word, be holy for I am holy. And for us to be holy, you are holy is a lifestyle. Holy is godly living. Holy is godly in my interaction with my brothers and my sisters. So tonight, I pray that we as believers know that we must love one another fervently with a pure heart, because we've been born again, not of corruptible seed, but incorruptible through the word of God, which lives and abides forever in us. What did the word say? The grass withers and its flower falls away, but the word of the Lord endures forever. Let us be fruit bearers tonight. Let us go forth knowing that how we are to live and how we are to conduct ourselves God's way, not the world's way, but God's way, living day by day.
Amen.
Doing it God's way and not our way. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
And amen. Amen.
Amen. not only for standing in, to bringing us a wonderful walk in the Word. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Such encouraging words. Amen. 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 Thank you, Dr. Singleton. Comments, Pastor Kuiper?
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Dr. Deb, for that word tonight. Amen. We want to cultivate our hope. Amen. Cultivate it. Dig around it. Treat it. Fertilize it. Cultivate that hope. Thank you, Dr. Deb, for this message tonight. We need to keep hope alive, as our brother always says. We want to fill our minds with the word of God. I heard you. We want to speak hopeful words to others and to ourselves.
Yeah.
And we want to keep our hearts from offense and avoid bitterness, a root of bitterness. Yes, people are offended today. Some people are even breaking relationships and family over an election of a presidential office that can't save.
My Lord.
Yes, we're to surround ourselves with people who speak life, speak words of life. It's so easy, apostles, to fall into a trap of negativity.
Yeah.
When we began to say negative things and criticize one another, it's so easy to be offended by those who don't think the way we do about certain things.
Yeah.
But we must let God be true, let him judge, and let him walk. So, Deacon Connor, we want to keep our minds on the Lord. So I thank God for this word tonight. And, Dr. Deb, as you were ministering that word, so many thoughts come to mind, and we should always have the word of God in us, for that word we hide in our hearts that we might not sin against him. You read a chapter in 1 Peter that speaks to holiness, my Lord, for we are to be holy as he is holy.
Yeah.
It made me think even about the messages I heard this morning, and I think about even Psalms 99, when the Lord, it says the Lord reigns, the nations tremble.
Yeah.
He sets thrones above the winged angel. The earth shakes. And said the Lord is elevated, so we lift him up in Zion. He is exalted over all nations. God is in control. He said, let them praise your great and awesome name, God. He is holy.
Yes,
so I thank you for this word tonight to give us hope. We must have a hope. I have to confess that it's easy for me to get caught up in negativity. Sometimes we just say things and not aware, like you said, not thinking about it. We're not aware. We may not be conscious of our words, our thoughts, our deeds, but we must turn our thoughts to life. We offer the one who can give eternal life. We have the message of the gospel of Jesus Christ. We also have the power of the Holy Spirit. And Dr. Deb, I'll say this and I'll stop tonight. I just want to say this. You know, you talked about that card. You got to call and activate it. Come on, somebody. I like that. Ain't no power in that card when you got it. You can have that card. You can go to the store. You can't charge nothing. You can't get nothing until you call the number. Jesus is on the main line. You got to call him and tell him what you want. Then you can activate that card, and you can see the power of purchase. Oh, yes, he purchased us with his precious blood. Dr. Dev, that alone could preach about activating the power of God in our life. You got to be born again. You must be born of the water and of the Spirit of God. There must be a powerful force. And so we know that God's spirit is with us and he's operating through us. So let's let the power of God flow like it should in the earth. So I thank God for
Amen.
This message. So God bless the saints on the line. Sister Susan, good to hear you singing songs of praise. Yes, and all the songs that went forth tonight. We give praise to our God because he's worthy of our praise.
Amen.
If you're feeling down, look up
mm-hmm.
to the hills with
Amen.
Cometh your help. All our help comes from the Lord. He created
Amen.
The heavens and the earth. God bless
yeah.
you all tonight is my prayer. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen.
God bless y'all.
Thank you. Thank you so much, Professor.
Amen, amen, amen,
amen. Apostle?
Yes, sir. Good evening again to you all. I thank God tonight for our blessed walk in the Word. Amen. That we must imitate him who is holy. And in
yeah.
order to imitate him, I heard Dr. Deb talking about a series of you must know this, you must know that, you must know the other, and that just radiated with me. If we are to be like somebody or we are to imitate somebody, and Peter said that, amen, we must holy, for he is holy. And if we're going to be like him, if we're going to have to obey, bottom
mm-hmm.
line, we're going to have to walk in obedience. If we're going to be like him, we saw that Jesus walked in this world, that he came as a babe, as we did, and he
mm-hmm.
walked us through how we should operate in any given circumstances. He talked about our conduct. If we're going to be holy, there has to be a change and a difference in our conduct. In fact, the scripture says, if any man, any human be in Christ, they are a new creation. And to be like him,
mm-hmm.
there must come a change. It's not enough to give the preacher your hand and be dipped in water. There must come a change, and that change must start on the inside. And if we're to be holy, we must imitate him. We must follow his example. Amen. He
mm-hmm.
is our example according to the scriptures that we should, amen, walk in his footsteps. We should imitate him. Some years ago, there was those initials that was on bracelets and different objects that said WWJD. What would Jesus do? And in order
mm-hmm.
to live a holy life in this present world, we must know what Jesus would do in any given circumstances, in our lives, in our situations, in our conduct. And he walked us through, you know, the good times and the bad times and the difficult times. He did not change because of circumstances and situations. And we must know those things. We must have a knowledge. The scriptures say, my people perish. You know, we say we're Christ, we're Christians, which means Christ-like. We're striving to be like him. And we say things with our mouth, but then our hearts are far from it. But in order to be holy as he is holy, we must imitate. We must allow him to get on the inside, to live his life through us. And that's why he gets on the inside. Glory to God. That he could make that difference and that change in our lives. John 17:3 said, this is eternal life, that we know him, the only true God, and Jesus Christ, our Lord. And so we got to know him and know how he operates and know what he expects of us. And we have to know his word, that in the beginning was the word, and the word was with God, and the word was God, a living word. And so we have to obey that word. We have to strive. But in order to be holy, as Peter was recording the word of God for us, be holy,
become that, be, is to become that, to work on that, to earnestly pursue that, that change that will come, and we can only do it through him, the Holy Ghost. I really was listening and full with the word tonight, what we have to do in order to be holy, our whole conduct, our whole, some scriptures may call it our conversation, but it's talking about our whole conduct from the time we wake up in the morning until the time we lay it to rest at night. We must be mindful that we are ambassadors, that we are to be the change that the world can see, not only, you know, hear what we say, but actually see what we do. In order to be holy, we must imitate him. We must know this word. How can we do the word if we don't know the word? But I am so passionate about, because we hear people, and I've heard it all of my life, to be aware that people said that nobody can live holy in this world. But yet the scriptures tells us to be that, to work on it, to strive for it, to aim at it. You know, let that be our goal each and every day, to imitate Jesus and to become like him with the aid of the Holy Ghost. Glory to God. Amen. Our teacher, our leader, our guide. And with that, we can do what he say do. But we first of all have to know what it is that he requires. As Michael 6:8 says, what does the Lord require us but justice and mercy, to love, you know, and show justice and mercy to our brothers and sisters. We cannot love God and hate those that we see, you know, every day. And so we got to line it up. We got to align with what Peter said tonight. It is the word of God, and it has to be done. We have to be doers of that word in order to be holy. There is a list there, the things, our conduct, and how we can do it. And that's why it's so important that we all immerse ourselves into the word of God on a daily basis. Hebrews said, lest at any time we let it slip. And lastly, Matthew 22:29 tells us the reason we err, the reason we slip up, the reason we let things slip is because we're not paying attention to be mindful to do the word. And again, except we know it, we are not able to do it. And that's what Matthew 22:29 says. It tells us the reason we make all these mistakes, and the reason we keep missing the mark is because he say we err, not knowing the scriptures nor the power of God. And so tonight, the word that I've heard was ministering to me, that I must continually immerse. I must know what Peter says. I must know what John said and James and all of these writers. And, you know, if I continue to do this day and night, meditating in that word, I may not know every word from Genesis to Revelation, but I will have enough godly knowledge to know that if I'm in a situation and I'm not quite sure what I should do or how should I handle it, I can call upon the Holy Ghost that lives in me. I can go to the word of God. I can seek it out. I can search it out. And, you know, I don't know about nobody else. We can use technology for almost anything today, but I thank God for Google. I thank God for Google. And I understand that Google don't know everything, but there is one, if Google can't give an answer, God certainly has the answer. And so, but I thank God for Google, because many of times when I'm studying with the Wi-Fi, I have three or four phones that I'm Googling on. I have commentaries and these type of things, and Bible dictionaries. But I thank God, if we want an answer, we can definitely find it. There's no excuse today, with all the aid that God has given us, that we might know the word of God. But we err not knowing the scriptures nor the power of God, that God is able to help us walk a holy life. He's able to help us do a godly life. He's able to help us sanctify our tongue. He's able to change those habits and conduct that we do in order that we might line up and be holy. And God is calling for holy living in this present world to for us to walk sober and godly in this present world. And if God said it, I am a witness that if God said it can be done. If God tells us to do it, if we align ourselves, our minds, we must have that change of mind so that we can have a change of direction. And I thank God for you, Dr. Singleton, amen, for the love of the word of God and for, amen, the God-given ability to rightly divide that scripture, that it will make it easier for us to understand and to become doers of that word. And I've got news tonight with the aid of the Holy Ghost, which is our paraclete, was given to us to come alongside of us, to aid us to do those things that are written within this word of God, and to be, to become, to earnestly work on it, not just say it with our lips, but to earnestly let our conduct and our conversation begin to change, and that we should every, amen, year that we're in Christ, we should be looking more and more like Christ with our conduct and our conversation. God bless you, woman of God, that he will increase you in the ministry of the word and being a blessing to God's people, to all of you, Pastor Kuiper, amen, to you, to Minister Whitfield, amen, glory to God, to all of the men and women of God that comes to break unto us the bread of life and to rightly divide it. We bless God for you, and we pray God's blessing upon your life, to Deacon Connor, to Sister Ruby, to, amen, to Deacon Everett, and to, amen, Sister Williams, amen, Brenda, amen, those that amen. Pray and ask God, you know, to keep us to and to hold us in the hollow of his hand. I bless God for every sister and for every brother that frequent these lines, that pray in the background, that are not, you know, the star of the show. They don't, you don't hear their voices often, but I bless God for you. Amen, for your continual coming and the part you play in the kingdom of God. May God bless each of you to have a rest, blessed rest of your week, and that God will continue to encamp his angels about us, that they will bear us up in their hand to keep us from dashing up against stone, is my prayer. Amen for each of you. God bless you. Love you with the love of God.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you so much, Apostle. Amen. Amen. Anyone else? Anyone else on the line? Comments? Questions? What a terrific walk. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
If there's no one else, we'll move on to praise reports. Any praise reports this evening?
Thank you, Lord God, for one more day. Thank you for life. Thank you for a portion of health and strength. Thank you for protecting me up and down the dangerous highways. Just thank you, God, for being here one more day. One more Sunday.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
Good to hear you on the line, Sunshine. I heard that you were traveling. I'm glad that the Lord bless you with his safeness up and down the highway, because it's a mess out there. I tell you, it is a mess out there. Yeah. Hot car pile-ups, you know. Amen.
Amen.
Anyone
amen.
Else?
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. I too am grateful. Amen.
Go ahead, Apostle. Go ahead.
Amen. Just voicing the same sentiments with Sister Ruby. Amen. Just glad for life. Amen. For health and for strength. Amen. Just acknowledging the Lord as the giver. Amen. Thanking God that things are as well with us as they are, because they definitely can be another way. So I'm just grateful tonight for all of his benefits towards me. Amen. The scriptures say, what shall I render unto the Lord for all of his benefits, and we have to render him our life. Amen. Glory to God. And I just thank him, give him thanks tonight. Amen. Lift my voice in thanksgiving. And tonight, gratitude, amen, is my attitude for all that God is doing, has done, and will do. God bless each of you.
Amen. 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 Now, I have a praise report. I was honored today to be at the baptism of three of my grandsons and two nephews.
Amen.
That was historic.
A blessing indeed.
We have never had that many family members baptized before. It took place at the House of Hope in Macon. They were from 17 all the way down to 6 years old. And it was a glorious. It was so glorious. And they called me up. They called me up and said, thank you, Grandpapa, for being there. But it was my privilege. It was my pleasure. Amen, amen. Thank God for my family that leads the way from my generation, the fourth generation of Carners, to the fifth generations of Carners, to the sixth that's getting baptized, that got baptized today. Thank you so much. Thank you so much, oh God. Thank you. Amen.
Glory to God. Glory to God.
Glory. I put some pictures out on Facebook. Y'all go take a look. Amen. So, if there are no other praise reports, we'll move on to the prayer list. Any additions to the prayer list this evening?
I'd like to put Dennis Jones on hospitalized right now and needs a kidney.
Okay. Dennis Jones. Mm-hmm. Amen. No one else? If there's no one else, we'll go through the scripture. Dr. Deb, are you there? Are you ready with the scripture?
Amen. Amen. I'm going to go over to Psalms 23 tonight. And the reason why I'm reading this is to encourage us to know that we have a shepherd that loves his sheep. We have a shepherd that protects his sheep, provides for his sheep. We have a shepherd that comforts his sheep. And sometimes we're in the midst of needing comfort. Sometimes we're in the midst of knowing our identity, that we are sheep and that our shepherd takes care of us. And that we have no need to worry. We have no need to have high anxiety, for we know that he takes care of us. Beginning with verse number 1, reading from the King James Version on tonight, a psalm that was penned by David. The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. We can put our name there. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still waters.
Yes.
He restored my soul. He leadeth me in the path of righteousness for his name's sake. Look at verse number 4. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow, it's just a shadow, you all, shadow of death, I will fear no evil. Why is it? How come I can do all of this? Here's the reason. For thou art with me. My shepherd is with me. My God is with me. Yes. Thou rod and thou staff, they comfort me. Notice what else the shepherd does for his sheep. Thou prepare a table before me in the presence of mine enemies.
Yes.
Thou anointest my head with oil. My cup, not just as half people, but my cup runneth over. And notice what's following me, you all. Notice what's following behind me. Surely, goodness and mercy shall follow me. Who? Who is me? An ambassador of the king, a child of the king, a citizen of the kingdom, all the days of my life. And I, this is a certainty here, and I will dwell. How come I know I can dwell in the house of the Lord? Because I know I've been born again. Mm-hmm. I will dwell in the house of the Lord. How long? How long am I going to be there?
Forever.
How long am I going to be there?
Forever.
I'm going to be there forever and ever and ever.
And ever.
Amen.
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 Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Yeah. Yeah. Thank you, Lord.
So thankful, Lord.
Yes.
Call on you
thankful.
One more time.
Yes.
I just give you the praise today, Lord. I thank you, Lord. Hallelujah, hallelujah,
hallelujah.
First of all, asking forgiveness for my many sins.
Yes.
I come this evening on behalf of Dennis Jones. Asking you to be what he needs you to be. Needs a kidney right now.
Mm-hmm.
But Lord, you are the kidney maker.
Yes, Lord.
So we look to you to bless him with that he needs.
Yes, do, Lord.
Oh, Lord, have mercy. I come today, Lord, and lifting up Ruby D.
Yes.
She's also in need. She's going to have surgery on the 19th.
Yes.
We're asking you to be with every doctor that's involved, every nurse, every hospital staff. We're asking you to take care of her as she goes under to have this surgery.
Yes.
Lord, we know she's in your hands.
Yes.
Thank you for those good hands that you have.
Yes, Lord.
Oh, I know she's already going to be all right. I've seen the surgery on my own life. Hey. So I thank you for the victory that she's going.
Yes, thank you, Lord.
Oh, Lord, have mercy. And we know the jig is going to be all right because
yes,
that he will be taken care of. And then, Lord, we thank you for Ruby C.
Yes.
Wonderful to accompany her.
Thank you, Lord.
Lord, have mercy. We ask that you would take care of Ruby C as well.
Yes, do, Lord.
He's not well either. But Lord, we're going to depend on you to take care of her.
Yes.
Lord, have mercy. And then we lift up the driver. We lift her up. Really, we lift up the driver that you're going to take her to and from safely. Lord, mercy. So, Lord, we're going to go ahead and start clapping. We're going to go ahead and start praying.
Thank you, Lord.
We're going to go ahead and start stomping. We're going to go ahead and start just raising our hands.
Oh, bless the Lamb of God.
So, Lord, we thank you. We thank you right now for the victory.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
you right now for the healing. Ooh.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you.
Thank you
for all that you fix to do, for the rehabilitation. We thank you.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Glory, we're going to go ahead and just give you praise. We're going to count it done right now. Oh, thank you, Jesus. And
thank
so, Lord, in the name of Jesus, we can't do nothing but say thank you for the victory.
Thank you, Lord.
And, Lord, we give you praise. We give you glory, because it's already yours. So, Lord, thank you in Jesus' name.
In Jesus'
Hallelujah.
Name.
Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Thank you.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you.
Bless the Lamb of God.
Before this evening, I want to say that all our recordings are up to date, including the recording that Dr. Dale did. I think it was Tuesday night. It is out there, and look further, because I'm going to take that recording, and I'm going to post it on Facebook, Instagram, and my neighborhood, or wherever I can post it. That was a most wonderful recording. So look forward. I will let you know. I will post it and give you the directions on how to get to listen to it again. It is most encouraging.
Yes.
What we are going through today with our latest election. Amen. Good night, everyone. It was so good having you on the line this evening. Thanks to the Prayer Warriors. Thanks to Sister Susan Milton. Thanks to especially Dr. Deb. And the commentators, Apostle Adeline that side, and Pastor Professor Reginald Kuyper. We thank all of you for being on. Those that were just listening, amen, amen, amen. And we wish to see you again or hear you again on
Tuesday.
Walk in the Word. Good night. Love y'all, whether you like it or not.
Love you.
Good night to all.
Yes,
I love you all. Thank you for your prayers. Thank you for your prayers.
I'm going to call you, Sunshine.
Thank you all. Thank you all. Good night, Pastor Kuyper. Good night, Mama.
Good night, Pastor Kuyper. And thank you, Pastor Kuyper.
Good night, Maddie Aurelia. And good night to my mighty Patches. Love you all. Night.
Good night, Miss Ruby. Love you too.
Good night, Miss Clayton.
Good night, Aurelia. I will see you tomorrow if the Lord says so.
Yes, ma'am.
All right.
Stay with us
and
we got safe. Amen.
Yes, he did.
Praise the Lord. Because
we were back there on some roads we had not seen before.
Amen. God had you. He's watching.
Yes, sir. We appreciate you.
Yeah, God bless y'all. Glad y'all home safe.
Yes, sir. All right. Good night. Good night.
Good night. Good night.